My guest at this time is North Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Meadows. He represents the Tar Heel State's 11th Congressional District. He's a member of the House Government Reform and Oversight Committee and is now chairman of its Government Operations Subcommittee. We want to get his thoughts on what type of investigations he plans to pursue over the next 2 years, as well as his involvement in the brand new House Freedom Caucus and what he expects that group to hopefully achieve over the next 2 years. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us today.
Greg, it's great to be with you. Thank you so much.
Well, let's start with the committee. Obviously, the Government Reform and Oversight Committee has been very, very busy since Republicans took control a little over 4 years ago. There's been Benghazi, which now has its own special committee. There's been the IRS investigation. With the Government Operations Subcommittee, what's your main focal point heading into the chairman's role of that subcommittee?
Well, we have a pretty wide jurisdiction in terms of the responsibility. So Treasury is under us as well. And so you'll see some additional hearings with regards to the IRS. Specifically, as it relates to the Affordable Care Act, some of the interesting things is we've got information that would lead us to believe that close to 3 million people who are enrollees in the Affordable Care Act are actually getting the wrong subsidies, and they'll be getting a tax bill next year. And so we'll be holding a series of hearings there, as well as a few others on how to make our government employees and the federal employees a lot more accountable and efficient. And coming up first would be one on the Affordable Care Act and those tax-related issues.
Earlier this week, the full committee started its work for the new Congress by basically bringing in evidence suggesting that the inspectors general from a whole bunch of different parts of the government are simply not getting much cooperation from the administration. What's your reaction to that, and how will your subcommittee be involved in trying to change that?
Well, the inspector general actually comes under our subcommittee, and you're right, with the full hearing, it was very troubling because we had a hearing on this last year. Not much progress has been made. And so we've asked them to start naming names. We want to know who within the agencies are stonewalling the inspector generals, because they're the first line of defense for the American people. It really is them to be impartial, nonpartisan, to come in and hopefully get to the core issue. And when you have the one instance that we heard about was, a federal employee at a high level with 16 counts of sexual harassment allowed to get off scot-free and retire. It's troubling when you have that going on. So we'll be drilling down on that to make sure that they get the information they need.
I'm sure most administrations don't like a lot of investigations going on. So how typical or untypical is the level of Obama administration obstruction, if you want to use that term?
Well, we've heard really the troubling testimony that came out of yesterday's hearing was that it has gotten worse in the last 2 to 3 years. And so when we see that with Mr. Horowitz, who is over to the Department of Justice IG, he said that since 2010 it's gotten worse. And so it's important that we continue to apply the pressure. Really, programs like this, where the American people actually get to have a direct voice, is very, very critical to raising public awareness.
And besides naming names and possibly casting some embarrassing information on officials, what can you do to force change?
One, we can look at the Freedom of Information Act. That's part of our jurisdiction to allow the free flow of information there and compliance, because most of those are not being complied with. There will be have to be more lawsuits done from the private sector there. And then on a federal level, I think what you'll start to see is strong cooperation with subpoena power from the Oversight and Government Reform Committee to help.
Let's talk about your involvement now, sir, in the House Freedom Caucus. It was formed a few weeks ago. The media seemed to couch this as a group of House conservatives that didn't think the existing Republican Study Committee was conservative enough. We talked to one of your fellow co-founders, Raul Labrador of Idaho, and he said that's not really the main reason he decided to do this, but more rather in making sure that the promises made to voters back in November are actually followed up on. What was your main reason for being one of the leading members of this new caucus?
Well, Raul said it very well, and Jim Jordan, Raul, and myself were very early on just discussing. We felt like the American people needed a voice, even if at times that seemed to be at odds with the conventional thinking. And so we've had some lively debates, some very good debates that as we come out of that, hopefully being able to put forth some legislation. And so the American people can know what to count on, but so can others within our party and other Democrats as well.
And he made that point as well, that the goal was not to embarrass or surprise leadership, but to be more organized and let them know what your caucus was thinking on a variety of issues. One of the things he also said, sir, is that perhaps the most immediate priority is making sure that Republicans make good on the campaign promise that there will be no taxpayer funding for the president's unilateral action on immigration, which many in the caucus, of course, refer to as executive amnesty. Earlier this week, we saw the Senate fail to move forward the legislation that the House passed a number of days ago that will fund the Department of Homeland Security but not fund the president's action. If, in fact, the Senate can't move forward on that, what is the House Freedom Caucus suggesting as a response to that, or a plan B, so to speak?
You know, that's part of what our debate was about. We believe the Senate will take it up again tomorrow, additionally, you know, with additional votes in the coming days. For us, it's a question of fairness. You know, some can say, well, this is a constitutional concern, and certainly it is. But it's a matter of fairness when you give a free pass to 5 million people, where now you've got people coming out of college going to be competing for jobs. You've got the other aspect of people who have actually waited in line for immigration. So possibly bifurcating some of the appropriations, where you allow the national security to continue to be funded, but yet the president's actions not funded.
Couple quick questions before we let you go, Congressman. What are some other issues you hope to positively influence the leadership in terms of setting the agenda over the next couple of years?
You know, I think we'll see some workplace enforcement issues as it relates to the federal government, to allow for an easier process of not only rewarding good behavior in the federal government, but punishing bad behavior. And then a transparency. I met with my Democrat ranking member the other day, and looking at transparency in terms of emails and the way that we communicate, so that the American public can see what is actually going on and hopefully weigh in.
And finally, sir, this could be a tough question to answer, but what do you think the Republicans need to do over the next 2 years to prove to voters that they're worthy of being kept in power come 2016?
You know, that's probably an easier question than what has been done. We've got to listen to the people that get us here. Somehow, when people come to Washington, D.C., they automatically believe that they need to think differently. And I find my best ideas come from back home in North Carolina, where I'm representing. And so if we listen to those people and let their voice count, things will work out.
Congressman, we'll be watching and look forward to checking back in with you as the Congress continues. Thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. North Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Meadows represents his state's 11th Congressional District. He's a member of the House Government Reform and Oversight Committee and is now chairman of its Government Operations Subcommittee. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.